Bernie Sanders scores endorsement from influential Liberal Democracy for America. By Hannah Blow on March 2, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, on Monday scored a coveted endorsement from influential liberal group Democracy for America, DFA, just one day ahead of the Super Tuesday primaries. Democracy for America, which describes itself as a member-driven, people-powered political action committee, formally endorsed socialist Sanders on Monday after conducting a poll in February among members to see if a supermajority would support or endorsing a candidate for 2020. According to the group's announcement, an overwhelming majority, 79.3%, of DFA members chose Sanders. Bernie Sanders has built a powerful multiracial, multi-generational movement, and we're excited to join the campaign at this critical moment in the Democratic race, Democracy for America Chairman Charles Chamberlain said in a statement, promising that the group will be working every day to make sure Bernie Sanders wins the most votes, delegates, and states nationwide to become the Democratic nominee and defeat Donald Trump in November. He added that the overwhelming support from DFA members should serve as a wake-up call to the broken, visionless, corporate Democratic establishment. Sanders expressed gratitude for the endorsement on Monday and promised to build a movement that sweeps Donald Trump out of the White House and transforms this country. The group has previously cozied up to Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, as well, considering her one of the top two progressives in the race. Politico described the endorsement as not only of Sanders' strength, but of how far Warren has fallen. DFA, founded by Howard Dean following his run for president in 2004, helped to organize a massive, but ultimately unsuccessful, effort to draft Warren into the presidential race in 2016. When she declined, the million-member group shifted its support to Sanders and played an instrumental role in his campaign. The endorsement Monday follows abysmal performances by Warren in the first four nominating states, with dim prospects for Super Tuesday, as well. Warren has failed to post strong showings in the first four primary and caucus contests but hopes to gain a boost on Super Tuesday. Monday's Real Clear Politics average shows Warren in fourth place nationally, behind Sanders, Joe Biden, D, and Mike Bloomberg, D.